So how do ordinary people go from feeling stuck and trapped in their life to positively changing, living with 10 times more confidence and self-belief in their ability and getting the results that they want in their life? In this podcast, we give you the tools, techniques, and questions that society doesn't teach you to help you do exactly that. My name's James Hatney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner, and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. Good morning, good evening. Yes, welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. And today what we are going to be talking about is how can you kickstart your journey to being more mindful, to feeling better, to bringing in positive habits and positive routines that are going to allow you to change your mindset, to be more positive, build resilience to the challenges and external events that are going to be happening in your life, and how I would go about it if I was to start again. So really looking forward to today's podcast. Before we dive in, if you haven't already, hit subscribe just so you never miss an episode of the show. And I want to remind you that there's still the invitation there for you for your 1 hour instant confidence session with me, a free 1 hour session where what we'll do is we'll help you transform your confidence so you can apply your confidence in multiple areas of your life. You can discover the true inner confident you so you can feel better. You can have the confidence to attempt bigger and better things in your life. So that's at www.impactcoachingglobal.com/confidence. Okay, so diving into today's show, and what's the intention? The intention is of today's podcast is I want to help you to know where to start, okay? Because there's so much information out there, books, audios, videos about how to be more mindful, how to feel more positive, how to feel better, routines, tips, hints, habits, whatever that may be. And I want today's podcast to help you to break it down so you can start the wheels in motion, to take the pressure off and enjoy it. And this is speaking from personal experience. And it's because there's so much information that's out there, as I've said already, in books, audios, videos, some promising the secret to a happy morning routine, the secret to being happy, key things that you must do for mindfulness and well-being. When wanting to become more mindful, to be more resilient to challenges and start being a better person, the person that you want to be, it can be really overwhelming, confusing, and you just do not know where to start because you get almost an information overload. You may be following 5 or 6 people who are doing different things, maybe in the morning or in the evening or during their day, and you're like, what do I do? Where do I start? Who do I follow? How do I build this into my life? So what I want to do is break that down for you today and also talk about what I would do if I was starting building a new routine, a new habit into my life. And with there being so much information out there and you looking to go from possibly waking up in the morning, spending 10, 15, 20 minutes on your phone after hitting the snooze button multiple times on your alarm, and then dragging yourself out of bed, rushing around, grabbing a shower, grabbing a piece of toast on the way out and not looking forward towards your day. It's kind of from going from that to then building in a positive morning routine, which is involved with 10 different things, which you've learned from a mixture of 5 people. You find yourself really kind of rushing through them. You become overwhelmed. You procrastinate and you just skip a few of them and you feel frustrated because you've got so much to do. It's been going from doing nothing or doing things that don't serve you to trying to do multiple things, you can find yourself giving up because you feel overwhelmed. And this is all about you helping you to feel more positive. And it may be in a morning routine. It may be something you do in the evenings. It's just going to help you so you can feel better and you can start being more mindful about yourself. Okay. Now, when I started out, I was so overwhelmed. Oh, I was so confused. I used to see online, you know, all these different things, blogs, ebooks, videos, how to be more mindful, how to be more self-aware, be more focused on your well-being, different kind of titles, ultimately focusing upon helping you feel better, about your life. I like to think that a lot of we all as humans are after one thing, and that's to feel better. We are all after feelings, to feel better, to feel happier, to feel more successful, to feel more fulfilled, to feel more desire, to feel more happiness. We all have a feeling, and ultimately, being more mindful, focusing upon our well-being, these routines are ultimately focused on helping you to feel better. Now, my routine has taken me just under 2 years to sculpt together. That's a nice word, sculpt together. It's taken me a while. And the reason for that is because I have tried multiple things. I have done different morning routines and to discover what works and what doesn't work for me. You know, I've gone through stages of waking up in the morning and doing the one thing. There's a guy that I followed or still follow called Craig Ballantyne, and he's a fitness coach, and he talks about doing one thing in the morning. As soon as you wake up, focusing upon that one thing, not doing anything mindful that can be left for the rest of the day, any kind of meditation or anything like that, is doing the one most important task of the day. Now, I did this for a few months, and I didn't like it. You know, I didn't enjoy it, and the reason why was because I felt like I was rushing throughout the rest of my day. I felt like I was just constantly in a work mode. I felt more tired, and it just didn't work for me. I've also tried waking up in the morning, getting out and going for a run, going out for a 30, 40 minute run in the morning. Now, it was great during the summer. During the winter, it was a bit dark, you know, but I found over time, you know what, I don't feel it's working for me. I like running, just maybe not first thing in the morning. And then it comes back to this routine for me of, right, having a mindfulness routine of kind of meditation, breath work, journaling, gratitude. That's taken time. That has taken time for me to discover what does and doesn't work for me. And I'm still on that journey now of trying new things, not trying, but taking action on new things and discovering what does and what doesn't work for me. So that's what you need to do. You need to discover what does and what doesn't work for you. We are unique. You are completely unique. And when you are looking at bringing into your life wellness habits, mindfulness habits, improving your mindset, it's going to be like a relationship. You have to kiss a few frogs to discover what you do and don't like. You have to see things that you have to experience things that you do like and things you don't like. And just because it works for someone doesn't mean it will work for you. And just because it works for you doesn't mean it will work for somebody else. So when you are looking at being more mindful, when you are out there now and you're seeing all these different people doing all these different routines, doing all these different things, and you're thinking, oh, where do I start? What do I do? For me, I would start small. I would start with one thing. One thing that you can bring in and do that for a month. Quite simply, do that for 1 month, okay? Religiously, consistently. Because what also happens is, and something that I found is, when you are kind of trying to do a multitude of things, let's say you want to feel more positive about your day or just about yourself, so you're doing a multitude of things, positive affirmations, you're doing mindfulness practice of meditation, you're doing journaling, you're doing whatever it is that you're doing 4 or 5 things, you don't actually understand what is working for you and what isn't working for you because you're doing a multitude of things. But when you do one thing for a month, you can then reflect, you can learn on that one thing and go, right, how is that working for me? What am I learning? How has it benefited me? Giving it time. And I was a sucker for, not a sucker, but I was a pain for doing meditation for 2 or 3 days and then going, oh, this isn't working. I'm not feeling more positive. Or this is rubbish, blah, 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 blah. It takes time. It takes time. You know, I then give myself a month. I was like, right, let's do it for a whole month and let's see the benefit of this. And true to be told, I saw the benefits of meditation. And when you are then now looking and thinking, right, where do I start then? How do I start, James? I'm seeing all these different things, seeing all these different people. How do I start? What I would do is I would focus on just 1 or 2 people. I would narrow it down. If you've got 4, 5, 6 people that you're following, like one guy from a couple of guys from a podcast, books you're reading, YouTube videos, break it down to just 1 or 2 people, one preferably, one that you really like, one that you really vibe with, one that you seem to go to and seem to think about a lot in terms of what they do. And then what I would do is I would pick just one thing that works for them. Go, right, okay, I'm going to start small. Build on top of that. You're building foundations. Like when you build a house, you do it brick by brick. You don't put all the bricks on top of each other all at once. You're building this brick by brick. Give yourself time and be consistent and reflect. Take time to understand. So it may be that you bring in, you know, what I'm going to bring in journaling. This guy journals every morning. I'm going to do some journaling. See how that works for me. You may find at the end of the month, wow, well, you know what? That didn't really work for me. I'm going to try something different. I'm going to take action on something different. Gratitude practice. But understand as well the reason why it doesn't work for you. What isn't working for me? How can I make this more positive? How can I make this different? It's about reflecting upon that. And if I was to start again, I want to give you just a few key points of where I would start again. Because there is out there techniques and proven well-being habits that make you feel better. Okay? And I've kind of broken this down to just a core few. Just three things that I feel are core, which is journaling, like a mind dump, gratitude practice, and meditation. So what I would do is I would just start by just doing one of them and seeing how it works for you, seeing what difference that makes for you. And I must admit, journaling, gratitude, and meditation are proven to work. They're proven to provide a more positive attitude, a more calmer life, overcome stress, anxiety, frustration a lot easier. It's just about practicing it and learning. So for the journaling, for example, it may be that you spend 10 minutes doing that. You may want to do 20 minutes first of all. You may think, oh, do you know what? 20 minutes is a bit long for me. I'm going to do 10 minutes. It's unique. It's what works for you. Don't beat yourself up just because you're not doing as long as somebody else. It's unique to you. Don't compare yourself to somebody who's journaling for 30, 40 minutes in the morning if you've only got 10, 15 minutes. It's you. It's unique to you. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday. Compare what you were doing to what you were doing yesterday. It's completely unique to you, and it takes time. Reflect back on what you are learning, what changes you are seeing. Most importantly, enjoy it. Enjoy what you are doing. You may find that running in the morning works for you. The exercise that you want to do, you're thinking, well, do you know what? I do want to do more exercise in my daily routine. I want to bring in more exercise. Right, when can I exercise? And you may find that you start doing it in the morning. You may find that you do it currently even in the evening. Whatever works for you. If you think, oh, I'm going to start doing exercise in the morning because it makes me feel better. It makes me feel more alive. It makes me feel happier. So I'm going to bring it into my morning routine. You bring it in your morning routine. You find that, well, you know what, I struggle with motivation in the morning, or it just doesn't sit with me well. Then you go back to your evening routine. What you are doing is you are learning about yourself. You're learning about your life. You're learning about what works for you. And that's the most important thing. What works for you? Bringing new things into your life and learning. For me, like my wellness and my kind of positive mindset, things I consistently do is something that I do in the morning. It's for an hour in the morning is what I do. Now that's taken me just under 2 years to do, and there's still things that I am learning about myself. I'm bringing new things into my morning routine. It's not perfect, never will be. It's all about that adapting. And as you get older, you're adapting, you're growing, you're learning what you do and you do not like. And it comes back to that relationship thing. If you're seeing all this information that's out there about the secret of a morning routine, the secret of mindfulness, it's what works for you. It is down to what works for you. Don't have to feel the pressure to follow somebody else just because it works for them. And then when it doesn't work for you, you brand yourself as, oh, it'll never work for me. Learn. It's what is unique to you. You are completely unique. So don't expect to be like somebody else. You can, yes, you can bring in journaling, gratitude, and meditation into your life. It's what method do you bring that in? And how long do you do that for? How does that work for you? So the real message of today is really focused upon that journey of being more mindful. Is you are unique. So start small. Start by just doing one thing each and every single day for a month. And at the end of that month, bring in another thing. So it's then two things that you're doing in the morning or in the evening. And then the next time you bring in another thing. So that's then three things that you're doing in a morning or an evening routine. Be consistent. Consistency is so important. Be consistent. Give yourself time and start small. Small changes will have a huge change in your life. And when you reflect back in 12 months' time and you see that you have spent 12 months of each and every single month, bringing in a new habit, learning, you're going to see a huge change. Focus on the long-term gratification over the short-term gratification and enjoy the process as well. Okay, so before we end today's show, as you know, it is time for us to dive into my little, the truth about success. And little quotes that I like to read at the end of every single podcast. So, as you can hear, the page is flickering, hopefully. Let's pick a page. Okay, so today's quotation is, may you live all the days of your life. May you live all the days of your life. So, thank you for listening to today's podcast. Make sure you head over and grab your instant confidence session with me at www.impactcoachingglobal.com/confidence. And I'm going to leave you how I always leave you. And that is to remember that your habits and routines all work towards your dreams.